There's a reason so many of us grandparents are overcoming our technophobia and venturing into cyberspace. We get to see pictures of our grandkids as soon as they're taken. It was that hilarious photo that our son sent me. It was a picture of our then one-year-old grandson sitting on the kitchen floor with a fork in his hand. Oh, yeah, with a lemon meringue pie splatted on the floor next to him. He's looking at the camera with an expression somewhere between uh-oh and what's the problem? And then came the story with the picture. Dad and Big Sis were outside, and Mom had to leave the room briefly, and as she left, she said to our 7-year-old grandson, "You're in charge," which apparently was interpreted as, "Keep playing your video game." And that's when Terminator Toddler made his move to the pie on the counter above him. The law of gravity? Well, of course, that provided a very valuable assist. Yeah, and that's when Daddy, the event photographer, walked into the room. And as he surveyed the mess on the floor, Big Brother made a proud announcement. "Guess what, Daddy? I'm in charge." All Daddy could think was, "You sure want to own this mess, son?" Well, strange as it may seem, I'm actually thinking about that little drama as a personal parable early in this new year. I'm Ron Hutchcraft, and I want to have a word with you today about how new is your new year. I wonder how many times that would be a picture of imaginary conversations between God and me as he surveys that mess right in front of me. And there I am saying, "Guess what, Father? I'm in charge." And he must be thinking as he looks at the damage, "Yeah, I could tell you're in charge, Ron." So how new is any new year really going to be? Especially in the parts of our lives that are messy and confused and tense and troubled. It may all depend on who's in charge. I found that the messes are usually in areas where I've hijacked the wheel from God and decided to take charge myself, often without even realizing it. And then I hear the echoes of a haunting question from God. That's in our word for today from the Word of God in Galatians 3, verse 3. "After beginning with the Spirit," that's the Holy Spirit, "are you now trying to attain your goal by human effort?" See, when I'm facing something that I can't fix or change or control, I desperately turn to him and I say, "Jesus, take the wheel." But somewhere along the way, Mr. Control takes it back, and that's where the messes come from. A new year? A fresh start? He usually makes us reflect a little on things that aren't as they should be. In our marriage, our family, our finances, maybe our relationships. Maybe it's our lifestyle, our love life, our walk with God. Well, if you see a mess in a part of your life that you're looking at right now, consider whether you've moved Jesus to the margins and said, "I'm in charge," you know, effectively making you Lord of that part of your life instead of him. And that's when he asks that disturbing question, "Why do you call me Lord, Lord, and do not do what I say?" The realization that I was never meant to drive my life, that's the first step to beginning a relationship with God, the very relationship you were made for. And when you realize that the mess of your life, the guilt of your life, the shame of your life, the hurt we've inflicted is because we've taken our life and done it our way instead of his. That's called sin in the Bible. And you're ready at that point to say, "I need a savior. I need a rescuer from this sin." Especially when you understand that the Bible says that sin carries an eternal death penalty, which Jesus loved you so much that he paid on the cross when he died for your sin. And he walked out of his grave. He's alive. He can walk into your life this very day at your invitation and forgive that sin and erase it forever. Listen, if you're ready for that next step that makes that possible, a new you, you can find some answers at our website, anewstory.com. I hope you'll go there, anewstory.com. And maybe this new year is time for new management.
Thank you so much for listening to A Word With You with Ron Hutchcraft. God bless you.